You've found Hungry for Apples podcast, a listening space for the energy-aware human with your host, Farn. Visit Farn's website at faern.me. You can also find us on social media, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Mystic Farn, so it's Mystic_Farn, and Hungry for Apples podcast. Thanks for listening. Grab an apple and enjoy the show. Hey, what's up? How's it going? Thank you for choosing Hungry for Apples podcast today. I want to talk about bliss and joy. I don't know if you heard a podcast that we put up a few weeks ago called Are You Avoiding Joy? And I wanted to point that one out here at the beginning of this episode because it is related. So what is bliss anyways? And how is it different from joy? To me, bliss is more ethereal than joy. Bliss implies a divine connection, while joy feels more earthly. Not that the earth isn't divine, but the energy of joy is bound to earthly experiences, which could be possibly more easily replicated, while bliss is divine, and divine is in everything, but not everyone can see that. So then what happens is there's a particular setup of energies, that's the best way to put it, which need to align in order for the average person to experience bliss or that which is truly unexplainable. The good thing is, through joy, you can find bliss. But bliss can't really be chased around like a high. I mean, people try, but I believe they come up pretty unfruitful. Your true nature, Satchitananda, is a description of the experience of Brahman, which is the ultimate unchanging reality. I know, I just jumped right into a Sanskrit term, but some of you should be used to this by now. This word, Satchitananda, is actually three words. As you know with Sanskrit, I've said this before on this podcast, most words, or every word, can be broken down pretty far. But for this one, we'll just go to the three that everybody talks about. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. So Sat, existence, Chit, consciousness, Ananda, bliss. Now I'm giving you the very simple, the translation, that's the word I'm looking for. The translation, the very basic one, the one that's most easily found. And the reason I'm doing that is because it makes a whole lot of sense. So in your everyday life, are you searching for something? Is it feel like there's something that you are, that feels a little unattainable outside of your basic life or anything you need to buy? And I'm asking this question because I feel like sometimes we forget, especially in times like we're living in right now, that there is a grander view and purpose. Now, I'm not saying to ignore what's going on around you, because that would be crazy, in my opinion, to just ignore all of that. But how you respond to it within is very important, because if you were putting yourself in constant stress, constantly on the news, constantly adding more traumatic views to your consciousness, to your, well, it's not your consciousness, to your awareness, to your subconscious, right? If you're constantly doing that and then you add, and you never give yourself a reprieve, you end up in the state that I was speaking about in that last podcast that I mentioned at the beginning. Are you avoiding joy? Right? In that podcast, I speak about something that's not quite depression. It's not quite a void. It's just somewhere in between. You really don't know what you like anymore. And, you know, it's a state where it can become very, very difficult to come out of, especially if you're isolated in some way. Regardless of being isolated and all of that, if there's an underlying search or seeking in your life, that is the part of you that I'm referring to now. When we're talking about Satchidananda, this is, yes, it's very much a part of your daily life, you being human, us being humans, experiencing what it is to be here in the earth realm. I mean, I hate saying it that way, but divine play, Leela, being here, experiencing that. While at the same time, there's, you know, what is happening around us, right? If you have an underlying seeking that you're working with, and we start to speak about, you know, things like I said earlier, your true nature, right? I'm referring to Satchidananda as your true nature, but, you know, not everybody can really tap into that right away, just like you can't really tap into a truly blissful experience, but many people try and chase that. And what I'm saying here is that that blissful experience is available once our awareness has shifted and we understand consciousness a little bit more. So I'm referring to consciousness from a point of view where it's an unchanging entity, thing. It's there. There's nothing is it and nothing isn't it. It doesn't change. But we as humans, we have the opportunity to expand our awareness to include more and more of what consciousness is providing to us. And one of the main ways of doing that is understanding Satchidananda, existence, consciousness, bliss, reality, knowledge, values, right? Often we end up seeking for something outside of ourselves when what we actually need to do is find this within ourselves and watch that change our life. Because the more you interact with this part of you that's there, that we're about to talk about, or that we are talking about, the more you can expand your awareness to include more and more experiences that align you with that continual flow. But what you don't do, what nobody does, is completely extract themselves from their lives, you know, living a regular householder life. That being said, some people are monks and nuns, renunciates, sannyasin, like some people do that. They're probably not listening to this podcast though, okay? You are a person living in a life, not extracting yourself out of a life, right? So what you're looking for is an awareness of this consistent flow of bliss while not trying to be any different than you are in this moment right now. You're not trying to heighten your vibration. Although, if you're sad a lot, that's a lower vibration, doesn't feel that great. If you're spiked up a lot, it's a really high vibration. After a while, that's not going to feel that great. So one thing you can do versus trying to heighten your vibration is just watch the swing you're working with and get an idea of if that has a time of day associated with it, what is triggering you to get upset, what is keeping you from understanding that the things that are happening are lessons for you to learn from and expand your awareness to consciousness, to more consciousness, more things available coming through consciousness. This is very hard to talk about. Okay, but you get what I'm saying here. If you're swinging really high and really low and you don't have any control over that whatsoever, this is going to make it really hard for you to find your continued association with what would be bliss. Now, that being said, if you're a particularly joyful person in general, the chances are pretty high that you have a regular association with bliss. You just haven't necessarily associated it with what you call divine, which means that you can shift that as well. Just a thought. Helpful quotes and passages. Well, this isn't so much a passage or a quote, but it's a poem. I'm reading from A Coney Island of the Mind, poems by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. And I'm on page 34. Poem is entitled 19. In woods where many rivers run, among the unbent hills and fields of our childhood, where ricks and rainbows mix in memory, although our fields were streets. I see again those myriad mornings rise when every living thing cast its shadow in eternity, and all day long the light, like early morning, with its sharp shadows shadowing a paradise that I had hardly dreamed of, nor hardly knew to think of, this unshaved today. With its derisive rooks that rise above dry trees and call and cry and question every other spring and thing. The term Satchitananda is spoken about mostly in Vedanta. It's Hinduism. I believe it's mostly spoken about in Vedanta. I can't say that for sure. I personally listen to a lot of Advaita Vedanta. So that's the space that I'm moving this information from me to you from, if that makes sense. It does make sense. I don't know why I said that. Anyhow. And I'm only saying that because I'm about to give you a little bit of information that comes from Swami Sarvapurnanda. And he is at the New York Vedanta Society, which is the oldest Vedanta Society in the U.S. It's the one that Vivekananda spoke at himself. But anyhow, let's not get into that. So Ananda, right? Bliss. Sat and Chit. Existence and awareness. This is the way that he put it. What is ultimately real? Sat, right? So this is the pure being. How is anything at all possible? That is Chit. Because it is in consciousness, or it is consciousness. Okay? What is the point of life? Ananda. All of this makes you up, the person. So what is ananda actually? What is specifically sat or chit? Not one thing to be found. All of these things together make up the supreme reality, okay? This breakdown is how we as a human body experience that ultimate reality. So is bliss actually joy? Is ananda happiness or a high? No, it's none of this. But at the same time, it's all of that. It's that nothing can be extracted from it. It is everything, and everything is it. To have joy or happiness as a goal is creating a particular attachment. So, like I said before, that's what I was implying about having an earthly connection, right? That's why it can be more easily replicated, because you know what made you happy, you know which food that was, or what scent that was, or what flower that was, or what roller coaster that, whatever it is. If you jump off mountains, if you go skiing, if you, you know, deep sea dive, that's the word I was looking for, deep sea dive, and all of those things, you know, it's, I'm saying that because I saw this video today where a deep sea diver photographer just came up from a photography session, and she was just crying and crying and crying because of the beauty that she experienced. And apparently that's just her normal way of expressing that, which, and the fact that they created the video and then showed what she shot was just, you know, I just thought that was such a beautiful representation of what I'm speaking about now. Because if you didn't know what was going on, you might think that something really bad happened, right? But it was, the beauty was so overwhelming to her. I think it was a whale shark. Those are the spotty giants, right? So beautiful. All of this together is Satchitananda, okay? Her view, her tears, her excitement. The whale, the water, the video of her crying. So what I'm saying is this. If you're chasing joy or happiness, you're creating some kind of attachment, and the attachment is that you don't have joy or happiness. It's a little bit twisted. Spend a moment, think about that. What we want, or what we're looking for, is sameness. And I mean in the way that we react in our mind, while having a detachment to worldly activities. Not that these things should be avoided, by the way. I'm just saying there's a different way of looking at it. And I'm not saying allowing yourself to be poor, starving, and spiritual. That those things, like, I know some people say that that's the way to do it, but I'm telling you right now, that is a way. It's not the right way. It's not the wrong way. It's a way. And you're thinking right now, wow, Farron, do people really do that? Yes, they do. They do. I've watched a lot of documentaries. I've listened to a lot of talks, and people do absolutely do things like starve themselves, like wander around until they're fed by somebody else. You know, all of that happens and has happened over, you know, eons since there's been spiritual pilgrimage there, that has been happening. But that doesn't need to be the way. In fact, it's not the way anymore. There is a lot of broadening in that scope now, which is why there are so many snake oil salesmen and so many people just trying to sell the law of attraction and all of that stuff and giving out partial information. It's like a whole thing, right? That's why there are so many of those people, because it can be replicated in that way. But when you're truly authentic and you're connecting to understanding that you are Satchitananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. You are that. Everything begins to change. And I'm not saying in a blink of an eye. I'm not saying you're going to snap your fingers and go, I am Brahman, and then everything changes. That is not happening. That's just not happening. But if you continually remind yourself of that, so hum, or hum sa, whichever one works for you. There's so many others too, but those work for me. When you continually remind yourself of that, joy and happiness are right there with you, and bliss would be behind them. So if there's one point that comes through in this episode, it's that avoid chasing happiness and joy on your road to bliss. Understand that you can do things that create joy for yourself at any time. Just try not to chase it. And I'm saying it that way so that you understand you have it with you. You just might not feel it all the time. In fact, if you did feel it all the time, that would be weird, okay? Because then you're all the way on the other spectrum. And I would wonder, are you actually paying attention to your feelings? Your emotional scope, is it being respected? But that's a whole other episode. Let's not go there right now. For now, understand Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. Joy will help you there, but so will many other things. Emotional integration, yoga, meditation, all of it, none of it, whatever works for you. If you have any questions, please email me, hungryforapplespodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week. Oh, one more thing. We are looking for people to have some conversations with, some interviews. I did put a note on the last podcast, and I explained a little bit about what we were looking for, and the email for that is the same one that I just gave you, hungryforapplespodcast@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Again, thanks for listening. Have a great week. Bye now. Alrighty, that's the end of our show. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe everywhere you find podcasts and visit Farron on her website, farron.me. You can also find us on social media, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, Mystic Farron, so it's Mystic_Farron, and Hungry for Apples podcast. Again, thank you so much for listening. Bye now.